Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. I'm Campbell and I'm so thankful that you've joined us today for day two of our adventure article. We've been talking about adventures on New River Gorge and a company called Adventures on the Gorge and the different things that they offer to outdoor adventurers there in West Virginia. And today, again, in the studio, I have two wonderful ladies with me, Linda Chung. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Campbell. Thank you. I'm really glad to be back here to talk more about adventures.
I'm thankful that you're here. I'm glad that we didn't have to convince you to come back.
No convincing needed.
All right. And we have a West Virginia native here with us, Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello, Campbell. Yes, glad to be back on the show. I feel like we're talking about my backyard.
I know.
I love talking about West Virginia. So, yeah, just ask me anything.
Do you feel like you're back home?
I do. I love looking at all of the pictures in the magazine and just, I see my hometown on the map on page 38, and I love this entire article.
I hope we're not making you homesick.
No, but it does make me want to go back and be a tourist in my own state.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, you said these things are in your backyard, but you've never been to AOTG.
Right, no, I haven't done the zip lining, I haven't done the whitewater rafting, and it's kind of funny because growing up there, those are activities I associate with tourists.
Right.
So that's something that outsiders do. Locals don't do them. But actually, I know a lot of locals who do enjoy them. And I really want to go back to West Virginia and try them myself.
Well, I mean, that's true. I mean, I'm from New York and that's a big tourist town, mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people go there. And, you know, when I lived there, I didn't do any of the touristy things. But once I moved away, and every time I go back now, I always do the touristy things. I mean, it's fun. I mean, the Statue of Liberty, things like that. Yeah. And I mean, Linda, you were born in Jamaica. That's also a huge tourist area.
Did you
do any of the touristy things?
Well, I left there when I was young. So when I do go back, I can be a tourist. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did the last time I was in Jamaica. I did all the touristy stuff.
Yeah.
But my hometown is Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up there, I didn't do any of that touristy stuff. It's only when visitors come and we have to take them to these places that I get to experience it.
Right. But it's always fun to be a tourist in your own hometown.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of the different things that AOTG offered yesterday. Again, AOTG stands for Adventures on the Gorge, and it's a company that provides outdoor activities. Can you guys give us a little bit of a review of what we talked about yesterday?
Sure. So one of the main draws that AOTG offers is zip lining. And you can zip line through the canopy, through the treetops. And the author here gave a very good description. It feels like you're just hurtling through the trees. So you're speeding through at 60 miles per hour. And so you're going as fast as a car on the highway through the treetops, and it's just an adrenaline rush.
Yes, because when you zip line, you're just attached by one, you know, cord and a harness, so you have nothing surrounding you to protect you. So if you fall, you fall, but you're not going to fall.
No, you're not going to fall.
You have a carabiner. You're okay.
That's
there are
right.
a lot of safety measures in place so that doesn't happen.
All right. Well, let's say zip lining is not for you. Are there other things that you can do there?
Yeah, there are lots of things, and that's what's great about Adventures on the Gorge in the variety of all the activities that they offer. So if you want something easy and relaxing, you can do stand-up paddle boarding or go on a hike. But if you want something that's really exciting and that will get your adrenaline pumping, then you have rock climbing or zip lining, like Carolyn mentioned, or rappelling down the cliff gorge, or the gorge cliffs.
Yeah, and if you're not so much into the adventures, you can go cycling, or you can go fishing, horseback riding, ATV off-roading. You can play volleyball, you can paintball. There's a lot you can do. You know, I think this is really smart. What they did is kind of expanding their menu and broadening what they are able to provide. And
right.
this just attracts people to come back again and again and again.
Right. It's a very strategic move.
Right.
I'd
yeah.
say, pooling their resources and being able to provide more options.
That's right. Yeah. Because as we were talking about yesterday, 20, 30 years ago, they only had one option available. And that kind of really limited what they could provide. And as a result, their demand was slackening, which means that it started to drop and they weren't making as much money. But now with this new Adventures on the Gorge, they're able to provide more, people come back more often, and they're able to share more of the outdoors with more people.
That's right.
Okay. Well, let's get into our article for today. We're going to, today we're on page 37 on the second half of the page. Let's start right up there where it says 24.
Aerial Adventures. But the new options that surprised me were the aerial adventures. In addition to the gravity zipline tour, AOTG has the mile-long Treetops Canopy Tour on its campus. Affable guides conduct guests safely via 10 zip lines and 5 swaying sky bridges through the treetops of a 300-year-old hemlock and hardwood forest along Mill Creek Canyon. Then there's the AOTG Timber Trek Aerial Adventure Park. Using cables, zip lines, ropes, swaying wooden bridges, beams, logs, and other obstacles strung between trees, the park is organized into 5 color-coded courses. Participants 10 years and older can proceed at their own pace and ability, doing as much or as little as they wish. Take my word for it, even the lower-level courses can cause you to break into a serious sweat.
Wow, seriously, I just want to plan a trip out to West Virginia. Reading this article brings back so many memories of my younger days, my more carefree days when I didn't have kids to think about and I could travel wherever I wanted to do and go wherever I wanted to go. So we talk about some aerial adventures. Now, I love this word aerial. It reminds me of being up in the air, right, Carolyn?
Right, so if something is aerial, then it's not going to be on the ground. Mm. You're going to be in the air or the sky, off the ground, above the floor. So
yes.
above the forest floor here, because we are in a forest.
Mm-hmm. So we started our article yesterday talking about the zip line, but we find out today that they have more than one zip line tour. Yes, Linda?
Right. They have a mile-long treetops canopy tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned the canopy yesterday. It's the branches and leaves that spread out over the forest. So it creates a type of roof.
Mm-hmm.
And in that canopy, you can see wildlife or nature, birds, you know. And here they offer a tour through that canopy.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of fun. So what kind of guides do they have? Are they kind of angry? Are they kind of mean?
No, they are affable.
Mm.
And if someone is affable, then they're very easy to talk to, very friendly. And I'm sure that they're very excited to answer all of your questions. Perhaps they're kind of like me
mm-hmm.
when talking about West Virginia. I feel very affable. I love talking about my home state.
Right.
And I have a feeling that a lot of these guides are also probably native West Virginians.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very proud of the place that we come from.
I'm sure it's a great place. And as we said yesterday, these guides and the people who put together the AOTG, they love the outdoors and they love being able to share the outdoors with guests.
Right.
So it's kind of their way to share their love for mm-hmm. adventures
yeah.
with people.
And their knowledge, too. I'm sure they're very knowledgeable about this area.
Yes.
And you want someone to reassure you when you're up in the air, you know, when your life is at stake. someone to make sure that you feel safe and secure. I don't think you'd want an angry or unfriendly guy.
Right.
That just wouldn't do.
Yeah, it reminds me of, I shared yesterday, I went ziplining in Thailand. The guides there, though, they love to play with you. They can smell the fear. So my wife is kind of like Linda. We had to really convince her to go on the zipline, and the guides, they really knew she was afraid. So she's like, how long have you been working here? And the guys, oh, this is my first day. I'm really nervous.
Oh,
no. That made my wife really terrified. To find out he's like the most experienced one. So yeah, I mean, they're affable. They kind of, you know, they're friendly. They play around with you.
Yeah.
They have a good time.
And you want that, you know, someone to make you feel relaxed or to take your mind off of the fear, you
right,
know?
Exactly.
Like my guides for the zip line in Jamaica, well, they were local Jamaicans.
Yes.
And they were just really funny, you
yeah.
know? And the part where you go vertical, go straight down.
Yes.
I was a little scared about that part. And,
right.
you know, I asked them, please, can you make me go slowly? And then, so the guy, he screams to, you know, the person controlling the rope. He's like, oh, make it really fast for her. So, so yeah, they do like to joke around.
That's right.
But it creates a very comfortable atmosphere.
Yeah, it just makes it fun. Mm-hmm. All right, so we find out that the mile-long treetops canopy has 10 zip lines and 5 swaying sky bridges. Ooh, that sounds really...
Yeah.
Shaky.
So these bridges, they sway. You're very high up off the ground. And when the wind blows, the bridge moves.
That's right.
And as you walk across it, the bridge moves.
Yes.
But it's quite an experience. I've been on other sky bridges. Not this one. I want to go. But you can see a picture of it, actually, on page 37.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side, there's a picture of people going across these sky bridges.
Wow.
And actually, you'll notice that it's not a complete bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You have to step between the planks. There's a lot of open space.
Yeah, there are a lot of gaps. I noticed that.
Talk about an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So they're traveling through the treetops of a 300-year-old what kind of forest?
A hemlock forest and hardwood. So hemlock, you'll see that in your specialized terms, is just a type of evergreen tree.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that no matter what time of the year you go to West Virginia, there are green hemlock trees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all brown. Those hemlock trees will be green all year. They're an evergreen.
Okay, and the forest is along Mill Creek Canyon. Can you tell us a little bit about Mill Creek Canyon?
Well, if you look on the next page, on page 38, there is a map, and you can see Mill Creek in that zoomed-in portion
mm-hmm.
in the circle. You'll see Mill Creek Village, Canyon Rim Village. So along that area would be the Mill Creek Canyon,
okay.
and that's just another area of the gorge.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a canyon, again, is similar to a gorge. It's an area that's been cut out by a river. Okay. So then there's the AOTG Timber Trek Aerial Adventure Park. What is that, Linda?
Well, that's a specific area where you can do a lot of aerial adventures. So
mm-hmm.
not just the zip lining, but you can climb ropes or rappel down ropes, and they have swaying wooden bridges as well as beams and logs and other obstacles. And so it sounds like an obstacle course.
Right, you know, like a ropes course.
Right,
yeah.
A series of activities or obstacles that you can do
mm-hmm.
that are up in the air.
Yeah, these aren't on the ground. It's not a normal obstacle course. These are aerial obstacles.
Yes, and again, this reminds me of my summer camp days. I used to love being able to go on these ropes courses and to kind of zip line and climb and... I don't know, I just enjoy being up in the air and doing these quote-unquote dangerous things, but they're actually pretty safe because you have guides
mm-hmm.
leading you through. And we do see that the courses are color-coded. Why are they color-coded?
Well, probably to tell you the difficulty of the
mm-hmm.
course, and
mm-hmm.
there are 5 of them. And it helps you to stay on course so that you don't go into an area that would be too difficult for you or that would make you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily need a guide to take you through these courses.
Right. So we see that participants 10 years and older can proceed through these courses. But, you know, so you have some easier levels. Are they necessarily boring? Or are they really easy, or are they just, you know, maybe someone wants more adventure, right? So should they just skip over the lower level course?
I think they can probably try out a few different ones to see which one they, you know, is at their level
mm-hmm.
or their preferred level.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can, you know, move on from there.
Mm-hmm.
But they also mention here that kids, anyone 10 years and older, can mm-hmm. participate in that. So it can't be too difficult,
right.
You know, the lower level ones.
Mm-hmm.
And Campbell, when your kids are a little older, you can take them there.
Yeah.
So
maybe,
you know.
Or I'll just put them on the side and have them watch.
But the author does say, take my word for it, even the lower level courses can cause you to break into a serious sweat.
Hmm.
So there's still definitely some adventure and some difficulty in those courses.
Right. Okay. So when you say, take my word for it, it's just saying, believe me, trust me, you know, I'm telling you something, you need to listen. Just even the easier ones are a bit challenging. That's where the break into a serious sweat comes
right.
in.
Right. And at this point, I would be the person to try to convince people to do the harder stuff, you know, the higher level stuff.
No.
All right, great. Well, we have a lot more to talk about. Let's continue our article on page 38. We're going to be talking about the bridge walk.
The bridge walk. Finally, while not exactly an aerial adventure, the bridge walk can certainly be classified as a high adventure. When the 3,030-foot-long New River Gorge Bridge opened to traffic in 1977, it slashed the time to cross the chasm on U.S. Route 19 from 45 minutes to 45 seconds. Standing 876 feet above the river, the arching span was the world's highest vehicular bridge, a record it held for more than 25 years. Other than the third Saturday each October, the bridge deck is off-limits to pedestrians. But now, most days, a daring soul can still stroll all the way across the span on the 2-foot-wide maintenance catwalk that traverses the bridge's truss structure 20 feet beneath the center of the highway. With pauses to contemplate the vast views and hear about the bridge and its construction, one-way group walks take about 90 minutes. All in all, AOTG lives up to its name, offering a range of outdoor and indoor activities that make for an excellent escape, whether for a weekend or a week.
All right, so we've been talking about a lot of different adventures that you can have on the New River Gorge, and we are now talking about the bridge walk. First, can you tell us a bit about this bridge? What is this bridge that we're talking about, Caroline?
Well, this is the New River Gorge Bridge, and it's a really important bridge in West Virginia because West Virginia has so many mountains, it takes a long time to get places.
Mm.
And so bridges are really important, and they cut down the time it takes to get from one mountainside to the other.
Mm.
And the article mentions that when the 3,030-foot-long New River Gorge Bridge opened in 1977, it slashed the time to cross the chasm. So the chasm, this big open area, from 45 minutes to 45 seconds.
Wow, that's a big cut.
Yes, so that's a huge time saver, and it is traveled by a lot of people every day.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right, so we also find out that it's not only very long, it's also very high, right, Lydna?
Yes, it stands at 876 feet above the river. And the arching span was the world's highest vehicular bridge. So it's no longer, but it held a record for more than 25 years.
Wow. Yes. That is very, very high. And then we see a picture, well, several pictures of that on page 38. And we do see that it is very, very high above the river. We do see a word here, vehicular. We know that vehicles are things like cars and trucks and buses. These are vehicles. The adjective vehicular means that it's something that's used by these vehicles. So it's a bridge that allows for traffic to cross.
Right. So people are not supposed to walk along the side of the bridge. It's very dangerous because it's so high up. The winds can be quite strong. Mm-hmm. And on very windy days when you're driving, you can even feel it pushing on your vehicle.
Oh my gosh.
So yes, it's something that you need to be mindful of when you're driving, to be careful. Don't drive too fast.
Right.
Because then your wheels aren't touching the ground as much.
Oh my
right?
goodness.
Less contact,
right.
And especially in winter when it's snowy or icy.
Right. Yes.
Do you know how many lanes the bridge has?
I don't remember if it's two on each side, two going each direction, mm-hmm. or if it's three.
Right.
I can't remember. Oh, no. I think it's two on each side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so the main point, though, is that it is a vehicular bridge, which means that it's for cars and trucks. It's for these vehicles to travel, not for pedestrians, right? So a pedestrian is someone that's walking. But there is a special day that pedestrians mm-hmm. can cross the bridge. Can you tell us about that, Kim?
Yes. So we read at the top of the second column here on page 38 that there is a Saturday, the third Saturday each October, when the bridge deck is available to pedestrians. It's no longer off limits. And that day is called Bridge Day, mm-hmm. and this year it will be on October 15th. It's a very special day. If you're interested in going to West Virginia and participating in Bridge Day, go ahead, sign up. You do need to register if you want to participate in the activities. But Bridge Day has a lot of very intense adrenaline rush activities like base jumping, where people strap on parachutes and jump off the bridge.
Wow.
If you're not certified as a base jumper, you do need to be certified.
Okay.
You can do it in tandem with a guide, so they will jump off the bridge with you.
Wow.
And then you land in the river below.
Okay. Well, if the other things were too boring for you, you can try base jumping off of this 876-foot high bridge.
But only once a year.
Only once a year.
Only on Bridge Day, which this year is October 15th,
That's
the third
right.
Saturday.
Okay, so we see that other than the third Saturday, and this year is October 15th of each October, the bridge deck is off limits. That means pedestrians, people who are walking, cannot go on the bridge. But on October 15th, the third Saturday, pedestrians can go on the bridge. But most days, a daring soul can still stroll all the way across the span of the bridge. How, Linda?
Through the bridge walk, which is the 2-foot-wide maintenance catwalk that goes across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So normally that bridge walk is for maintenance purposes, like people fixing the bridge would use it. But adventurers can also take a walk on it.
Hmm.
And we see the word traverses. Traverses the bridge's truss structure. And traverse just means to move or travel across something or through an area.
That's right. And this truss structure is 20 feet beneath the center of the highway. And it allows people to kind of walk. Now, this is usually what people use to fix and to make repairs to the bridge. But on occasion, people can walk across it.
Right. If they're very brave, they can do it by themselves. Or they can also join a group. So here we see, with pauses to contemplate the vast views and hear about the bridge and its construction, one-way group walks take about 90 minutes. So you can join a group and walk the entire length of the bridge and hear about some of the history and the bridge itself and the New River Gorge. And it takes about 90 minutes, not 45 seconds, to get all the way across.
Okay. But it does sound like a fun adventure if you are not afraid of heights and
right. You
do like the adrenaline rush. Right.
Yeah, so for a lot of these aerial adventures, it would be best if you do not have a fear of heights.
Yes. And this is a very narrow catwalk. A catwalk is a straight stretch mm-hmm. that you walk on, and it's usually quite narrow. Mm-hmm. I usually think of the catwalk for fashion shows,
right. But
here, this catwalk, it's only 2 feet wide,
mm-hmm.
so you need to be aware that you're going to be in a very small space,
right. High
up in the air.
Okay, so you can't be afraid of heights, and you can't be afraid of confined spaces. All right, well, we've learned a lot about AOTG. Do you think it lives up to its name?
I do think it lives up to its name. It's called Adventures on the Gorge, and it offers a very wide range of adventures on the New River Gorge.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean when we say that something or someone lives up to its name?
That just means that it's as good as its reputation, mm-hmm. what it's known for. So AOTG, it really lives up to its reputation. It's as good as what people say it is.
Fantastic. Yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun. I think I definitely would love to take a trip out there. Maybe we can go together and
that
you can
great.
Show us
yeah.
your hometown thing.
Yeah.
What are some things to know if we do go? There's a little sidebar on page 37. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Sure. It just gives you some basic information about AOTG. So there are food options for eating, obviously. So the campus, they talk about it as a campus because it's a lot of different locations, a lot of different buildings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one building.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a hearty breakfast and dinner buffets at Smokey's on the Gorge or Buffler's Barbecue and Pizza. So they have a wide variety of food options, and if you want lighter fare in mornings or the afternoon, there's a poolside Canyon Falls Bar and Grill and the Sweet Java Falls Coffee Shop. And if you want to stay overnight, there are a lot of different options that you can look into. You can do inexpensive, where you bring your own bedding and you commune with the elements. So that means that you are being one with nature. You are outside. You are not in a building. And you can use shared bathhouse facilities. So you probably need to bring a tent and you'll be staying outside. But in addition to the campsites that have their own fire ring, so you can bring food and eat that. You can also have platform tents, country cabins, hemlock bunkhouses, and pine cabins or sportsman cabins. And if you want something less rustic, less outdoorsy, you can go to the new Sunnyside Cabin Suites.
All right. So there are a lot of different options for all sorts of different people. You can find something that suits your needs and suits your interests. So make some time to go out to the New River Gorge in West Virginia. Maybe we'll see you there. Well, thanks for joining us these past 2 days. We hope that you enjoyed taking this adventure with us, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more lessons in Advanced Studio Classroom. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.